Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Hello, everybody. Good morning and welcome to the United Stand. It's Europa League final day. I'm a little bit late, but did you think I was going to miss it? Were you getting nervous? Well, I'm here. We're in it together. It's do or die. There is no tomorrow. It's tonight. It's tonight. It's all about tonight. Lots to get into. It's going to be a big day on the United Stand. Make sure you get involved. Don't forget to sign up for the player ratings, by the way. The biggest player ratings of the year. I want to see sevens at least all round. It's going to be a busy evening. Get signed up for the player ratings. It's free to do. Scan the QR code or go through the link in the description so you can get involved in that later on tonight when hopefully we're handing out some very big scores. But it is do or die for Manchester United, and it is a news show. We've got some stuff coming in that's concerning about why it could be die if we lose tonight. The figures that have been posted last night around how severe our situation is, £1 billion of debt. We'll talk about that. The solutions if we win. What's going on with Cunha? What's going on with the goalkeeper? A few other bits as well. But let me just start off with this. It is cup final day and we want to replicate the buzz of a cup final day. It's a different mood. These things don't come around very often. They don't come around very often and you've got to enjoy it, you know. And there's one thing I would say. We've seen it all. We've won the lot. We're Man United and we're never gonna stop. Ole, 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 ola. Ole, 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 ola. I'm just gonna march round Solihull today, seeing that, walking into shops, opening the door and going, we've seen it all, we've won the lot. We're Man United and we're never gonna stop. But the big thing is, I would sing that all day. I'm buzzing, I'm excited, I'm getting the goosebumps and I'm hoping we're having a few sing songs later. But can't burn ourselves out. We've just got to, you know, get through the day, get through the game, and then it's party time, isn't it? But this is interesting. This came out today from a poll that The Athletic did for the 18 other Premier League teams, asking them who want to win the English showdown in Bilbao. Now, look, The Athletic did a poll about Man United and they were completely wrong. So I would take it with a pinch of salt. But Arsenal fans, 77% of Arsenal fans want us to win. 51% of Aston Villa fans want Spurs to win. 66% of Bournemouth fans want Spurs to win. It's 50-50 with Brentford. 77% of Brighton fans want Spurs to win. 52% of Chelsea fans want Man United to win. I mean, 48% of Chelsea fans are fucking thick. I mean, that's just... I'm sorry, if you're Chelsea and Arsenal, you've got to want Spurs to win. 48% of Chelsea fans want Spurs to win. What's gone wrong at that club? 91% of Crystal Palace fans want Spurs to win. Couldn't give a shit. 100% of Everton fans want Spurs to win. Don't care. I'm banned from there anyway. It must be the Rooney thing. 77% of Fulham fans want them to win. They can jog on. 75% of Ipswich fans want Spurs to win. 58% of Leicester fans want Spurs to win. 95% of Liverpool fans want Spurs to win. Fair play. I respect that rivalry. 90% of Man City fans want Spurs to win. I respect that rivalry. 93% of Newcastle fans want Spurs to win. Don't respect your rivalry. You keep trying to goad us into a rivalry. We don't want one. Don't get it. Jog on. Forest fans, 58% want Spurs to win. Southampton, don't care, you've been relegated, 58%. West Ham. See, West Ham have got it right more than fucking Chelsea. 63% of West Ham fans want Man United to win. But 50% of Chelsea fans want Spurs to win. Knobs. Doesn't make any sense. And then Wolves, 95% of Wolves fans. Well, that's Cunha. We've seen it all. We've won the lot. We're Man United and we're never going to stop. Bring it on. I couldn't give a toss. Let them all want Spurs to win. Let them all want Spurs to win. I don't give a toss. Absolutely couldn't give a toss. Fair play to Arsenal. Fair play to West Ham for understanding rivalries. But I don't care. But Newcastle make me bloody laugh. 95% of Newcastle fans want Man United to win. Yeah, 95% of Newcastle fans want Man United to be a rival. We're not interested. We're not interested in your fake rivalry. Jog on. Anyway, they're for next year. Spurs tonight. Let's have it. Look, we're hated. We're hated and we love it. I mean, I saw a hit piece this morning from Henry Winter. I quote tweeted it. I like Henry Winter, but doing an article on the morning of the final saying Bruno's an important player, but he's not a United great. And yet, you know, he's constantly talking about Marcus Rashford. If Marcus Rashford were playing in this game, he'd be saying, oh, he's a great. Let them all do it. They terrify. Clearly, everybody wants Spurs to win. Good. If I'm Bruno Fernandes, I'm showing in that Henry Winter article. If I'm Harry Maguire, I'm showing the whole team what the rest of the country want. We don't want allies. We don't want allies. Hated, adored, never ignored. Bring it on. I want underdog. I want everybody want us to not win. We've got our own bloody fan base. Don't need anyone else. Absolutely bring it on. Can't wait. Get it in. Get in. Have it. Love it. Come on. You know, this has actually made me feel happier. I couldn't give a toss what rival fans want. We're having this tonight. We're having this. I'm in the bloody tunnel. Roy Keane, I'll see you out there. Let's fucking have it. I'm so up for this game. I want to start now. I'm buzzing. The biggest problem I've got, and I'm sure many of you've got it as well, is not burning out. It's only 10 o'clock in the morning. We don't kick off for another, 10 hours? I don't know what to do. Some people say go for a run. I'll be tired. I've got to try and find ways to not conserve energy. I'm going to ring up my old schoolmate. He's dead lazy. What do you do all day? Anyway, my son and I are watching game in Manchester Arena wearing United Stand Butchers of Bilbao t-shirts. United, says Angie. Thank you very much, Angie. Enjoy it. Rohan says, I've been listening to Churchill's speeches for inspiration. I have a big presentation before the game and I like United. We'll never surrender. Glory, glory, Man United. Good luck with the presentation, Rohan. We can't be the team that hands Tottenham their first major trophy. We will never hear the end of it. It's Mark. Honestly, mate, that for me is the wrong way to think about it. Who the hell are Spurs? Who the hell are Spurs? All my life, Spurs have never been a club that we don't give a shit about Spurs. Why is anyone bothered about handing Spurs a try? I don't care about bloody Spurs. Couldn't give a toss about Spurs. If they win the game, I'll applaud them and I'll move on. They're not becoming a rival. I don't care about whether they win trophies or not. They're just another barrier. They're just another hurdle to jump. If it was Man City or Liverpool, I get it. Arsenal, I get it. It's fucking Spurs. I'm tired of hearing Spurs. But this is why I said 2 weeks ago, I'm not getting involved, with all due respect, with any Spurs fans who want a bit of this or a bit of that. Jog on. Go away. I'm not interested. Shut that door. Not interested in the Spurs-Man United ting. Not bothered. Can't be arsed. You're not a rival. You're just an opposition in a final. That's all you are. We take care of business. The minute we start thinking about bloody Spurs, and it'll be embarrassing if Spurs win a trophy, they start getting in our head. I don't want to go to that level. I don't want to go to that level. I'm focused on us. It's unacceptable to lose this game tonight, but we can lose it. I'm totally and utterly respectful of the opposition. They can win this game. Of course they can. But we've got to take care of business, and that's all I'm focused on. Purchased my bottle of Australia's Finest. Didn't quite hit the 150 price point, but ready for an amazing night. So Scott, hope you enjoy it. Scott and Becky. Ploppy, welcome to the Members Club. Thank you very much for joining the bat and getting your badge in. Mark Brunel, thanks for your super chat. I'm worried sick about the finals, says Raven, but I'm so excited. I might hide away in a hole for 3 weeks if we lose, but I don't think we will. Well, remember, we do a show every morning at 10 o'clock, and it is a news show, and I have got news to bring you, but we are preparing for something that doesn't happen very often, so excuse the build-up. I'll be on the show tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, fronting up if we lose,
and absolutely hungover if we don't, if we win. But I'll be here. That's, you know, that's what you do. That's what support is. You know what? You know, look, we'll see what happens. First major final I'm going to watch with my son. He's old enough to understand it now. The Red Devils' legacy continues strong here in LA. This is LA Red Devil loyal. Love up everybody in the chat as well, wherever you are. What's your thoughts on the game latest, is Afonso? I mean, I think the big thing, as I said last night, is going to be when the team news comes out. I think there are so many teams I've seen. I've seen people playing Mason Mount and Ahmad behind Rasmus. I've seen Garnacho play and Ahmad on the bench. I've seen Ugarte and Casemiro. I've seen Bruno and Casemiro. I've seen different back threes. I've seen different fullbacks. Look, this is why you've got to win, because I guarantee you, when you've got so many choices, if it goes wrong, people will go, we should have done this, that or the other. Ineos planned for 3 to 4 years of Europa League for our financial sackings. If we get Champions League, we'll be ahead of schedule and have surplus budgets, as CJ. I think that's very, very optimistic, unless you are actually having access to the accounts. I think you're running before you can walk there, mate. I'll tell you why in a minute. 10 hours, can't wake. Heck, I can't even breathe, says Adil. Andy Hale says up the Reds. Padinha says we don't need anyone's approval. Come on, United. I hope a win is beginning of a return to respectability. My kids are all under 15 and never seen the real United, says El Presidente. I've been listening to Churchill, says Rohan. We just have to play the best football of the season and I think we will win. Not asking players to play the best of all time, says Ankit. Did you know that on this exact day 17 years ago, United won the Champions League against Chelsea? I didn't. Now I do. Thank you very much for that, Harvey. Barry Lee Jesus says, I didn't know whether to wear my 99 jersey or my superstition shirt and whether or not I should take a vacation day tomorrow. Yeah, one way or another, I think you need a day off. Casemiro's never lost a final. I don't like any of this magic. I don't like any of this superstitious bullshit, even though I've got a bottle of Malbec and a hoodie to wear. I'm not, you know what? I think superstition in some ways is the ally of a loser. I do. I think if you're looking for, like, I was doing a show with Ben Jacobs yesterday, and we're having a bit of a joke that every team that's won a trophy has got a bird on it. So apparently, as Newcastle's got a magpie on it, Liverpool obviously has got the liver bird on it, Crystal Palace has got an eagle on it, and Spurs has got a cockerel on it. I don't care whether it's got a cock on it. I'm not interested. Oh, there's a bird on the badge. We're going to lose and we haven't got a bird. Oh, no. What am I going to do? Oh, we haven't got a bird on the badge. We're going to lose. Casemiro's never lost a final. We're going to win. No, we will win the game because we go out with the right attitude and play as a team. It will be nothing to do with a bloody bird on a badge. And it will be nothing to do with Casemiro never losing a final. It will be to do with mentality, which Casemiro can bring, and it will be to do with playing as a team. That's what a win and lose is the game. I guarantee if we lose the game, somebody or some players will have played for themselves and not been in the game. That's what will happen. I've been following your channel for the last 7 years. You've been my motivation. Tonight, let's hope United win the Europa League, says Aditya. Amrim, the man for the job. Come on, United, says Anas. First final watching with my son, says Tony. Glory, glory. And he's watching with Burn. 3-1 United, says Keel. And I saw a picture of someone had mocked up of Son holding the trophy this morning. My body instantly rejected it as wrong. I just can't see them winning, says Nick P. Protect our captain. We're going to win this, says John. Sean Maguire and Lindelof as our back three, says Gabriel Avonglahor. Butterflies in the stomach. I want to see us convincingly win, says Trey. We just have to play the best football of this season. We've done that. I think, look, let's get into some news. But I think the way I feel at the moment is aggressive. I feel aggressive. I actually feel angry, actually. And I think that's quite a normal behaviour. Some people will be nervous. Some people will be quiet. Some people will burn themselves out. I feel angry. I feel aggressive. I feel we're Manchester United. I don't care. I want everybody to hate us. I want everybody to knock us. And we just get into that siege mentality and we go out there and we play as a team. And I tell you what I'll tell you before the game. Is if any player is fucking about on the pitch today, they run the risk, whoever they are, of being you were responsible. The easiest thing to do is play as a fucking team. Whoever's motivated by individualism is going to fuck it up for us tonight. That's what my biggest concern is. I've seen it all season. I've seen it for years. The Hollywood ball, the Hollywood shot, the switching off. Play as a fucking team. Yeah, Manchester United players and winners this game. And that's all I want. Everything else doesn't matter. I just don't want to be there at full time going, I told you so. I knew that was going to happen. Look at what he did there. Look at what he did there. Get into the team mentality for one fucking game. Because when Ruben Amorim actually gets this working, it will be because we're a team. So start playing as a bloody team. That's all we ask. As for everybody else, I'm not interested. This is our destiny. This is our journey. Nobody else can impact it if we do our job. Go out there and do the job. United. That's all I'm bothered about. So yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm up for this. I'm ready for this. And I think a lot of people are as well. Let's get into a little bit of news this morning. Why is it do or die? Well, if you didn't need to know why it's do or die because Manchester United need to win. We know the ramifications. There is no tomorrow if we lose. We will be out of Europe completely. We will have no European football next season. And I don't see even how we get European football next year either. Not that if we're in the Champions League, that gives us European football in a year's time, but it gives us more money. It gives us better players, which gives us better opportunities to qualify for Europe next year. I think if we don't win tonight, we're severely hindered. And all right, we can train all week, but the quality of players that we're going to have, I don't put us in the top six, five, whatever. So I think that this pathway we go down if we lose tonight is horrific, absolutely horrific. And that is testament to what I was reading last night where I think it was Chris Wheeler saying that United's total debt, including $300 million owing on transfers, is now in excess of $1 billion. And although the club is set to generate up to $160 million this year from day-to-day activities, it means there will be a sixth consecutive year of losses of £450 million. So we're going to lose money again this year, no matter what. No matter what happens, Man United are going to lose money again. Manchester United can hit $100 million jackpot by beating Tottenham tonight and then kiss it goodbye. That's estimated to be worth at least $100 million, but United are on course to lose the same amount this financial year after it emerged the club will announce a whopping third quarter loss of $40 million in the coming weeks. So the $100 million that we're talking about from qualifying for the Champions League, effectively, we'll be kissing it goodbye because we're about to announce a loss of $40 million in the next quarter. Remember, there's four quarters in a year. We're going to lose $40 million in 3 months. So the financial situation is perilous. Even if we win, it's still perilous. But if we lose, what do we do? What do we do? So look, it's all about the football tonight. But let's not pretend there is something going on beyond winning a trophy. Let's not pretend there is not something going on beyond qualifying for the Champions League. There are huge financial ramifications, and even winning doesn't necessarily get us back. It just makes a bad situation slightly better. Losing makes a bad situation horrific. So there is a lot of money that this club owes. There is a lot of money going out of this football club. We are not profitable at the moment. And even if we win today, it doesn't make us profitable. If we lose, where does that money come from? And it starts to make sense why this Bruno story won't go away about Saudi, Garnacho, Mainoo. Let's fly out at the end of the season to the other side of the world for 8 million. I mean, what would Man United do for money at the moment? I mean, I don't know. I think if somebody had enough money and said, we will dress up like a bunch of clowns and do a circus show, they'd probably do it if it was a couple of million. So this is not something I really want to delve into this morning because we've got a cup final to play and win. But it's important to keep it in your heads because I've heard a few people over the last 24 hours saying, if we don't win tomorrow, we might actually be okay. I actually think not winning might be a good thing because we can focus on getting back into Europe next season with what we've got. And I'm like, have you seen what we've got and what we've done? He can't get these players to play the way he wants to. A pre-season won't change that. These players can't play his system. He needs five or six players at least this summer. And how will he get those if we don't have the money? So tonight, I think what happens is, and I'll answer it in a positive way as well. Somebody in the chat just said then, if we win and we get the money and we're screwed anyway, why are we talking about new signings? I think what happens is if we win, it allows more sponsorship money to come in because we're in the Champions League from certain brands. It gives us that £100 million. And I think we will borrow against that. in some way, shape or form. It might not be physically borrowing, but we might find money for transfers based on projections for the future. I think if you do qualify for the Champions League tonight and you do get that £100 million in and you do kickstart the regeneration project, you could start as a business to start projecting, look, we'll take on another £50 million of expenditure on transfers and installments for the next 3 years. That gives Amorim, you know, £50 million of spend and installments could be four £50 million players. If you don't get Champions League football, I'm not sure you do start doing those sort of things. So yeah, we are going to be in financial trouble even if we win, but there's still more money coming in. There's more money coming in if we win. So I think you can take on more risk. You can almost borrow a little bit from here, there and everywhere because you're more successful. You're making more money. There's Champions League sponsors, etc. If we lose, I don't think we can do those sort of things. So yeah, look, it's not breaking news. It's obvious news. We're financially in peril if we lose the game tonight. I don't want to think of it like that. I don't want to be there tonight watching the game thinking on 70 minutes when we're 3-0 down, we're financially in trouble now. That's probably something for tomorrow. I'll be thinking about why the fuck we're losing 3-0 to Spurs, but it is there. And if we win, I won't be there going, get the checkbook out. I'll be going, look at the trophy, enjoy this moment. United, you know, we've won it all, this, that and the other. But tomorrow I'll be thinking about that. And it is, it is a positive thing.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
6.5-inch destroyer says, stop looking at Cunha. Just on Cunha, I think final day, it's FA Cup, it's Europa League final day. I also think it's the final day of Cunha as a Wolves player, what I got told. And I've had nothing about Cunha. I'm not going to claim a thing. Delap, yes. Semenyu, yes. Wharton, yes. Anana, yes. Dalot and Yoro being fit, yes. Cunha, never had a sniff. No one's ever told us anything about it up until last night, which is Man United are desperately trying to stop any here we goes or anything like that before the cup final. Because apparently that here we go would have happened by now if it wasn't the cup final. And I think we can figure that out. I think Romano basically has done a here we go, but he's probably waiting till after the cup final, because when you look at his updates around Cunha over the last sort of 24, 48 hours, he couldn't give any more updates other than a here we go. Even in the early hours last night, he put a post out at about, what time did he put it out? 2:05 a.m. Cunha has decided to join Man United project regardless of access to the Champions League. He wants the moves, talks are at a final stage, and the deal is expected to be sealed soon, as revealed. I mean, we've had that update for about 2 days now. I genuinely think if we didn't have this Europa League final, we'd have had a here we go yesterday. So I think what Man United are trying to do is just say, look, this deal is going to happen, but we don't want it happening before this cup final because it's a distraction. It will get lost. If you want the buzz Fabrizio or David Ornstein or whoever, wait until tomorrow, announce it then. You can do it at 8 o'clock in the morning if you want to, but let us get the cup final done. I mean, God knows, they might do it at 11 o'clock tonight. I don't know. But I think we all know that this deal is definitely done. It's definitely going to happen. And it's definitely a case of when and not if. But look, it's minor. It's really, really minor. But I was like, I don't want this to happen. If we lose, I want it to happen tomorrow. And if we win, I want it to happen tomorrow, because I think either way, it just gives a little bit of something. And people will scream and shout and say, if we lose, I'm not celebrating Cunha tomorrow. But trust me, you know what? In the depths of despair, you're going to want something positive. And we can't control that. We will have to find a path out of tomorrow if we lose. And I think that's the test of any real fan. We're not responsible for this season. And, you know, I'll be honest, if tomorrow morning we've lost this game, I'll know exactly what it must be like or must have been like to be the parcel in a pass the parcel party at a P. Diddy party. It'll feel horrible, but we'll have to find a way back. We'll have to find a way back. And I don't want to be in that position. I don't want to be in that position at all. But what are we going to do? What are we going to do? If we wake up tomorrow morning, we've been spanked by Spurs, we're out of Europe, we're broke as a football club. Obviously, the Amrim out brigade will be there. Everyone's going to go absolutely crazy. And it's going to be a test of character for us all. I would like to think I will face up at 10 o'clock, deal with it, and just try and find a way back. But I don't want to be in that position. And the fact that I can imagine what that position would be like has to be... I always say this. I think it's one of the best bit of advice I can give to anybody is if you're nervous about something and it's really important, I've done this all my life. Every interview, every driving test, only had two. Every exam, every live show. I used to get really nervous about the first few live shows we did because I'd never done them before. Anything that sort of is a big thing. Even when I did that Sidemen charity match, and, you know, I was nervous about that. But you know what I always do? I just take a moment. I walk away for 20 seconds and I'll take a moment. And I've always done it and it's always served me really well. Whatever it is that's making you feel nervous or whatever, because it's so important to you, put yourself in the mindset that you've already failed. Put yourself in the mindset that you've messed it up. And put yourself in the mindset that this is your second chance. I remember going for this job interview years ago and I really wanted it. And I'd done every bit of prep, but I was nervous. And I did that. I just went into the bathroom before I went in and I went, imagine you've already messed it up. Imagine you've messed it up and this is your second chance. And what that does in me, it brings in this injustice. It brings in this aggression. It makes me feel how I feel when I've missed the opportunity. And I get that adrenaline and I walk in. And even though it's the first chance, my mindset is someone's took this away from me. I'm fucking not having that. And we need everybody to do that tonight. We need that. It works. It really does. You've got to have the mentality to be able to trick yourself, but it's always worked for me. I just do it. And, you know, I trick myself that this is my second chance, that I've missed it. And it works. It just gets me. It makes me realize what it is. Because I see so many people. I've played the game. I've played cup finals. I've been in interviews. I've interviewed people. Big opportunities and they freeze. They walk into it. They're prepped, but they freeze. And it's a mental game. You've got to go in there like that. I've seen Evra's message to the players. Etio, yes. Ewan Gillespie, thank you. Welcome to the Members Club. Big Z says, how do you feel about tonight? I'm very concerned. Spurs will be up for it big time. And despite us having winners, I worry about mentality. Well, I think I've just answered the question there, Big Z. And I'll answer it again. If you're scared of Spurs, we truly are broken. And I'm not disrespecting Spurs. If Spurs win it, they deserve to win it. I think I've had a few messages from Spurs fans trying to goad me and this, that and the other. If you win this tournament, I will applaud you because you are better than us. But you haven't won it. And we should not be scared of you. I'm not going to be scared of Spurs. I refuse to do it. Newcastle are not a rival, and I'm not going to be scared of Spurs. Like, if we lose the game, then we deserve every bit of criticism we're going to get. And look, I'll be completely honest. If I could get this message to the players, I would. If you win tonight, you'll be heroes. You can get on Instagram. You can post your pictures of the trophy. You can do everything, and people will fucking love you. If you lose tonight, you will be slaughtered. And you know, do or die. The contrasts of this final are incredible. If you win the game, Lindelof can put an Instagram post out and people will be saying he's the best defender in the world. If you lose the game, even Bruno might be getting stuff saying selling his shit. And that's not our fault. That is not our fault as fans. The season they've had in the Premier League is abysmal. They've put themselves on the cliff edge. It's as simple as that. And if they win, they will be heroes. And if they lose, everything they've done wrong this season and tonight will add up into an absolute cesspit. And you know it. You know it. I'd love to be different. When Man United lost the final in 11 at Wembley against Barca, and in 09 against Barca as well in Rome, nobody was saying these players are shit, this, that, and the other. It was just disappointment. It was like, that Barcelona team's fantastic. We've won the league. You know, it's horrible disappointment, but it wasn't like lash out disappointment. It will be lash out disappointment tonight. It's hard to imagine that because we're all excited, but you know as well as I do, if we lose, I don't know how we get through as a football club, but we'll have to get through it. What bothers me the most is that if we lose, whilst we're trying to get through it, you're going to have to deal with Amrim out, sack Amrim, this, that, and the other, which would just totally make it so much worse. So look, I don't want to lose anyway, but I don't want to be listening to all of that. But it will happen. It will happen. And you can be a hero and you can be a villain. And if that's not a motivator, then I don't know what is. This is going to be the biggest game for me so far, says Kavos, who's 16. Look, wherever you're watching from, all around the world, United, whatever age, United, we're all in this together. I really do feel that, you know, Seb this morning is going to stay up late. So he slept in and then he came into the bedroom and he was like, we've won it all. He's trying to learn it at the moment. He can't do the ole, ole, ole bit, but I'm sure he'll have it ready for tonight. It's exciting and it's going to be, look, yeah, I mean, look, we've just got to get through the day, haven't we? Because once that game kicks off, we're going to kick every ball. We're going to head every header. We're going to make every tackle. We're going to challenge every decision. But I think the first goal is key. I've said it before. I think the first goal is key. And I think the team that he picks key as well. It really is. What team will he pick? He's got to get that right, because if he doesn't, then I think that potentially could be a big issue for Manchester United. So, but he, you know, only he knows the team that he wants to pick. What about the goalkeeper situation? We are trying to combine a morning show here with, because we do a morning show, which is news related. We are trying to combine that with build up to the final. I saw something this morning about Emi Martinez again. Look, I would love Emi Martinez to sign for Manchester United. I think it would be a fantastic signing for us. But you've got to be realistic. I think you do get a lot of rubbish stories at this time of year. And why would Aston Villa give us their, you know, one of the best goalkeepers in the world? So, and also he's going to cost a lot of money. So I don't see how Man United do that deal. I think it's, for me, it's a red herring. For me, it's Man United being used in the five transfers. I quite like that. Five strands of transfers. I think we're just being used here to, you know, generate interest around a player who, more than likely, his best option is to go and earn a shitload of money in Saudi. I don't see a place for him in Europe at a top club. I actually think Aston Villa is the perfect fit, but apparently him and Emery have never really had a great relationship. So I don't know what that's all about. But for Manchester United to be able to sign him, I don't see that at all. And, you know, as I said, I think that when you think about it, these sort of signings will be dependent on what happens tonight anyway, really. Talking about the team tonight, I have just dropped it in the video description because it wasn't there. It's going to be our biggest ever player rating show of the season and the match reaction. If you've not registered for it, it's free to do it. All you've got to do is scan the QR code or go through the link in the description. Just drop your email in there and a username. You'll get a notification and then you're set up for every player rating show we do throughout the season. But whatever happens tonight, this player ratings will be big. So we want as many of you involved in it as possible because it's your votes that count. But I can't see a situation where this isn't historical. If we win, it's going to be the best player rating show ever. And if we lose, it's going to be, yeah, that's going to be a free-for-all, isn't it? Joe says, lads, it's Spurs. I don't like any of this. I get it, Joe. It's the banter element, isn't it? I'm not interested in any of that. I'm not interested in any of that. And as I've said, if we win tonight, you won't catch me trying to banter Spurs. I'm not interested. We're Manchester United. We never should be in this bloody position in the first place. So with all due respect to Spurs, I couldn't give a toss. Should fire Amrin regardless and hire Thomas Franks as Enchanted Angel. Okay. If we win tonight, I'll give every player a 10 out of 10, says Jimmy. Win or lose, we need to get rid of the Glazers. They chose to keep us in billions of debt, so Jim can sack everyone, get them out, says Dazzo. Cam says, mentality is my biggest concern with this squad. They start games decently, but inexplicably capitulate at the back, hoping for a better outcome today. Look, I think that somebody was saying, like, how do you think the game's going to go? How come you're not so nervous? I think the best explanation is I don't care about Spurs because we're our biggest enemy. I think you're right, Cam. I think if we went 2-0 up, I wouldn't think it was over. I really wouldn't. If we score the first goal, I don't think it's over. I just think we're so terribly bad at playing for 90 minutes and we're so terribly bad at game managing. I mean, for me, it goes back to Ten Hag against, I think it was Newport County in the FA Cup. First 15 minutes, I think we went 2-0 up. We played some really good football. Granted, it was a lower league team, but we were pinging the ball about, carving them open, which is quite rare. We went 2-0 up, and then the next thing I know, I think it was Anthony, was shooting from 40 yards. And then I think Garnacho was doing it. And it was like, we're 2-0 up, we're playing well, and then something switches where people go, ole, 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 and they start bloody playing exhibition football for themselves. I know what Amrin thinks. I know what you think, and I think it the same as well. Our biggest issue is playing as a team. It's not actually talent. It's playing as a team. Too many people get lost in themselves. Too many people get lost in the moment. Too many people start playing for themselves. And that's the thing that worries me tonight. That's the only thing that worries me. I think if we play as a team, we'll win. I genuinely think when I look at Casemiro and the way he plays one-touch football, when I look at Bruno when he's disciplined, when I look at the defence when they're doing well, the reason we're trying to sign Cunha and Gyökeres and Delap and Mbeumo, and the reason we're looking at these players is because our attack is a problem. It's a massive problem. It doesn't kill games off. It doesn't win enough games because it's so inexperienced and it doesn't understand its importance. Our defence this season's actually been quite good. Our midfield's been reasonable, but we don't score enough goals to kill games off, and we don't score enough goals because we get into positions and we start pissing about. That's what we need to do tonight. Like, if we go 1-0 up, I'd be like, keep doing it. I don't want to see anybody fucking taking people on stupidly or shooting. Keep doing it. Kill the game off. Because we're also up against a team tonight that when their heads drop, you can take the game away from them. And that's what we're going to need to do. I'm not scared of the birds, but nervous just because they have had our number three times this season. Do you think players can get over this fact? Cobby, I think when you look at the games that we've lost to Spurs this season, they're irrelevant. They're absolutely irrelevant. Like, the Carabao Cup game was a farce. I think Bienda was in goal for that game. Their keeper made mistakes, and it's the Carabao Cup. The Premier League game at their place was a 1-0 loss, and our bench was full of kids. And the Old Trafford game was basically because we let Van der Ven run from the back to the front to score the opening goal, and Bruno got sent off. So if I was Amrin, I would say to anybody in the dressing room, if any of you lot are mentally scarred by the fact that Spurs have beat us three times this season, can I just tell you why they beat us three times this season? In one game, we had no bench and they only beat us 1-0. In another game, they beat you because you didn't switch on at the start and they did, and then Bruno got sent off. There are circumstances and context to all these losses. They have never beat you comprehensively. You are better than them. Do not think about it. Why is our pre-season game so crappy, says Sochi. Don't care. Hi, Mark. Is it weird that I don't want to watch the final? I don't think I can take the stress of an Anana. It is weird, Mr. Byrne. It's a bit cowardly, actually. Football is not always about winning. Football is sometimes about, you know, excitement in a different way. We have to switch on at the start, Chinason. We do.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Ewan Gillespie, welcome to the Members Club. Thanks for getting your badge in. If you want to get a badge, you can join the Members Club. Thank you very much for that. I'll whack that up for you as well. Have you seen Evra's message? I've done that. Yes. Done that from Big Z as well. Henry Wang is a new member as well. Casemiro, we've done as that from Mog. Ankit says, 10 years back, we were always thinking about winning and getting the best players in the club. Now every discussion has a financial angle to it. Glazers, thank you. Exactly. Mori says, excited for the game tonight. Big shout out to all United fans and Mark for keeping us connected. Let's bring home a great result. And Glazers Out says, regardless of league position, winning the Europa League via an invincible European campaign is not bad for a first season considering the conditions Amrim came in. And Ploppy says, Cunha, here we go. Was delayed just in case we lose, but we will not lose, says Ploppy. Glazers Out says, Dazo. Aditya, welcome to the Members Club. And Lup says, my son Freddie has woken up with chicken pox. He loves the United Stand and the watch-alongs. Please wish him a quick recovery. I don't know how old he is, Lups, but I had chicken pox when I was about 15. And the older you get it, the more it can take you down. So rest up, mate. And hopefully United can make you feel a little bit later today, tonight. Behind the team and the manager today, build-up has been good. Hopefully the experience takes us through, says Rashil. Who would you rather get, Gyökeres or Cunha, says Anas. It's a hypothetical fantasy, which you know I don't do. We're signing Cunha. But I want both. I want to see no talking in the tunnel. Steely eyes, says PJ. Look, football has changed. I will not be getting irritated by that. But I don't want to see players in the tunnel, you know, tapping each other on the back and, you know, asking each other how they are. I'm trying to think who would do that. Romero and Romero's Argentinian. Martinez isn't playing. Might do it with Garnacho. Van der Ven. I just hope we're not doing that. I hope we're not doing that because people say, oh, in the modern game, you can shake hands and that. But imagine if you didn't. In the modern game where everyone's expecting you to shake hands in the tunnel, imagine if every Man United player just looked forward and refused. That would get in Spurs players' heads. They'd be like, oh, what's going on there? So maybe we should try that. Maybe we should just be focused and staring ahead and not interested in any of that. Be a novel exercise, wouldn't it? My worst fear is tonight ending knowing they didn't leave everything on the pitch and individual punishing us again. I agree, Oracle. It's my biggest fear about tonight. And look, I'm not nervous. I'm excited. I'm confident. But we can lose the game. I'm not arrogant. I'm excited. I'm confident. And I'm, you know, angry. Let's go and get it. But I'm not delusional. We can lose the game. It's a flip of the coin. If we do what I think we can do, we will win. But as you say, if people start playing as individuals and switching off, then we will lose. It's as simple as that. But Spurs have these same problems as well. Like, let's not forget it's all about what we do. It could be the worst. We could switch off and play shit. They could switch off and play shit and we could still win. But I think you've got to take care of business. Great point, Oracle. Hand to heart, if both teams had their full squad, no injuries, who would win? Says Amit. It doesn't matter. Again, it's a hypothetical fantasy. It doesn't matter. I don't need to think about it because we haven't got De Ligt. We haven't got Martinez and Xerxes is not fully fit. And they haven't got a few of their players as well. It is what it is. It's the end of the season. We didn't have Keenan's goals in 99. You just get on with it. So I couldn't give a toss about who wins with their best because you win with what you've got, don't you? Ivan says, great moments are from born from great opportunity, and that's what they have tonight. That's what you've learned here. That's tonight, one game. Good point. Mohamed's worried about Anana. Do you think Robbie will be happy if United win the Europa League? As an Arsenal fan, yes. Mark, I could assure you, if Tottenham played the teams that we played in the Europa League, they would have lost, I could assure you, says Anas. But yeah, but again, they aren't. They're playing us. What we did against Lyon and what Spurs would have done against Lyon, it doesn't matter. You can look, the good thing or bad thing about a trophy and a cup competition is you could play all the hardest teams to get to the final and the team on the other side could have all the easy games. Doesn't mean you're going to win the final. They could catch you on that final and beat you. It's a one game thing and that's all we've got to do. Liam says it will go to penalties. If it goes to penalties, that is the one thing I like to map out in my head, like the scenarios. I can imagine the loss. I can imagine the win. I can't compute penalties. I just can't. Kush, welcome to Members Club. John says, Spurs, who beat you three times this season. This is how popular we are. Thanks, John. A super chat from a troll. Love it. Absolutely love it. This is Manchester United. The United Stand. 17,000 people watching on a morning show. I love it. I embrace this, John, because what you're doing is you're projecting your fear and bitterness towards Man United, trying to wind us up when we're all United. We're all ready. We're all excited. We've seen it all. We've won the lot. We're Man United and we're never going to stop. We're ready. We're ready for this, John. The fact that you're coming at us with three losses to Spurs that mean fucking nothing, absolutely nothing, you're just sat there thinking, please, I hope that means something. I hope the fact that Spurs have beat United three times this season means something so that I can be bantering them later. You've got no idea, mate. I've got no idea. I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm confident. I couldn't give a toss whether Spurs beat us 9-0, whatever. In fact, in 1988, Wimbledon won the FA Cup final against Liverpool. A few weeks before that, Liverpool had battered Wimbledon. In the 1990 FA Cup semi-final, Man United beat Oldham and we played Palace in the final and we beat them. But Palace played Liverpool in the semi-final, beat them 4-3 at Villa Park in extra time. A few weeks before, Liverpool had beat them 9-0 in the league. So I don't care about past results. Doesn't matter. It's all about tonight. It's crap that we have to rely on this for finances, says Anders. Lord Maguire, hat-trick of headers, says Toasty. Do you think Gyökeres can adapt to English football, says Eddie. I mean, obviously, I just want to talk about Man United in the final, but I don't know where I saw this. I saw this a couple of days ago. Somebody was saying, I don't know whether I want Gyökeres at Man United because I'm just not so sure whether he can adapt to Premier League football. And I was like, look, any player can flop. We bought Varane, it didn't work out. Falcao, it didn't work out. Any player can flop. But what's all this adapt shit? I mean, the guy scored loads of goals in the Champions League. What's this? People are acting like he's playing in the bloody Latvian Division 2. He plays for Sporting, he's smashed a load of goals, and he's played in the Champions League and scored a load of goals. We literally have a guy called Bruno Fernandes that we bought from Sporting. And people are talking about whether Gyökeres can adapt to the Premier League like it's some, you know, really big test. He might flop in the Premier League, Arsenal or Man United. Any player can flop. But this adjust thing, I find it weird in the modern day. I find it really weird that people think he scored a shitload of goals in Portugal but might have a problem adapting to the Premier League. I just don't see it. I think it'd be a brilliant signing. Brilliant signing. But look, that doesn't mean we're going to sign him. But I think he'd be a brilliant signing for Arsenal as well. Nesta, welcome to the Members Club. Philip says, how are you? As long as they give their all on the pitch, I'd be happy. And also, we need to see you wear your United shirt tonight. Put some fake red hair dye on. Get those red fairy lights up. I can't, Philip. Thank you very much for your super chat. I can't be wearing anything else other than the boss hoodie. That's totally about John and the superstition. And the Danny Mel deck behind me. I'll do my bit on superstition, even though I don't massively think it makes a difference. I think it's more a tradition than a superstition. United in trophy games are annoyingly different gravy, says 1080p Pixel. Thank you very much for that. Love it. Let me just have a quick look, actually. There was something I wanted to check news-wise. I wouldn't expect any... I wouldn't expect any early team news. I will expect somebody out there to try and get a bit of clout, get a few retweets with early team news. I'd expect a few lies and bullshit, but I'm not massively concerned, if I'm being honest. I think the real team will come out a little bit later. And I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, definitely. Amorim, the pace in training was very good. Their understanding of the game plan, they are ready. We just need a little look to be focused. The start of the match will be very important, but a match is long, so we have to keep that in mind. Sort of covers all bases there, doesn't he? You know, it's a long game, but we need to start well, and they've been good in training with the game plan. I know the 11 players that will start. I think it's good to sleep knowing that you're going to play. Everyone knows their role, but it's not just about the 11 players because sometimes the most important players are on the bench. So look, the players know the team. Does that mean it's going to leak? I would hope not. I think the club would be very disappointed. I mean, look, 6 months ago, under Ten Hag, this team would have leaked. But I think if this team leaks, I think the way the club is run now around Amorim, he would be very disappointed if that happened, because it's a cup final. And that would mean there's somebody in the dressing room that wants to sabotage that. And I don't think there is. I don't think if you tried, you could get that team. I won't be trying. Heath, welcome to Members Club. Where would you rank Amorim among United managers if we win the Europa League? I can't answer this, Aditya, sorry. I know people are nervous. Same thing happened on the morning show. Enough of the internet for me. I can't be doing all this stuff. That's not how my brain works. I can't be ranking Amorim based on winning tonight when he hasn't won. For me, that's just, I don't work like that. We've got a job to do. We can have that on the morning show. Absolutely fine when we've won. I can't talk about where Ahmad's going to play next season. I can't talk about, you know, what signings we should make if we win. The if is a barrier. And that if might be a barrier too big. Like, Spurs could win this game. I'm not counting Spurs out. I'm saying I'm confident, I'm excited, and we've got a job to do. I'm not talking about what we do after the job, because the job's a difficult job. You know, it's a mission. We should go and complete, come back, and talk about the next mission. But we might go on this mission and not come back. I'm absolutely eyes wide open to that. I'm confident we're going to do it. I'm excited about it. But it is a mission we could fail. And Tom says, why? It's just a hypothetical. I'm not doing it, Tom. You do it. You get in the comments and do it. We're all different people. I respect it. Everyone's going to be, some people are nervous, this, that, and the other. I'm not answering hypotheticals about where Amorim ranks if he wins Europa League that he hasn't won yet. I've got a right not to answer that. I don't want to answer it. I don't feel comfortable answering it because I'm focused on the job in hand. I'll answer it in the morning. That's fine. That's my opinion. Tom, if you want to answer it, and everyone else, you get into it. If your brain works like that, I respect it. I'm not interested in ranking Ruben Amorim based on winning a tournament he hasn't won. And I guarantee you, Amorim would be the same. That's just how I work. Right, we are live from Bilbao at 2 o'clock. Beth's out there. They're going to do a live show from Bilbao, so make sure you tune in for that. Lots of live content today. Don't want any transfer talk today. Hopefully won't be reacting to any transfer stuff today. And obviously, countdown to kickoff will start around sort of 6 o'clock. 8 o'clock kickoff. I'll be live with you for the watch along from about 7:30. I might even start a little bit earlier. It just depends whether I've got ants in my pants and just can't not start the watch along earlier. But and then obviously we've got player ratings. Do get ready for that for later on. Get signed up for that. And yeah, look, I wish I could be. I just can't wait to get back live and get this game on. I'm ready for it. I hope you're ready. Make sure you smash a like and subscribe. It's going to be a big watch along. It's going to be a big evening. And let's hope we're celebrating together. Would you have been more confident with Ten Hag over Amorim, considering how Ten Hag gives masterclasses? Okay, that's enough for me. Thank you very much, Heath, for joining the Members Club. Thank you, CB. Speak to you all later.